My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. Theproducts.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And good morning. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, well, well. Congratulations, by the way, to Sandra Witten and Texas, which took over the number one spot just by about 1,500 folk. So share the word. Now, it's a friendly competition, and it's good. It's good stuff. Good numbers for Sandra Witten and her brand new program that's live here at noon Eastern, Monday through Friday, here on TECNTV.com. That's TECNTV.com, the Exceptional Conservative Network. And, of course, we're here live with you Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Texas time, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, also across our terrestrial signals, including KYAH 540 a.m. in Utah. And love our friends in Utah, across Texas, and a variety of different stations across the country that are carrying and picking up the program. We're excited to have all of you on board, but we especially are excited to have those of you that watch us each day. And you can watch us live at the website, too, and that's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Best viewed, I believe, using Firefox. If you're using Bing or you're using Google, we look like those characters in the mirrored amusement at the carnival. I don't know. It's just kind of how that works out. All right,
make it skinnier, fatter.
But we look a little skinny. We're kind of long and skinny. But I'm more distorted than usual. Welcome aboard to Rick Manning, who helps us to kick off each and every Monday here on Chosen Generation Radio, President of Americans for Limited Government. You can find him at getliberty.org. You can also find him on the front page at chosengenerationradio.com under CG Contributors and catch a link directly over to the Daily Torch as well. Well, my brother Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's, you know, it seems like we go away on Friday and we sit there and there's this interlude of a couple of days. And for a lot of people, it's just kicking back and relaxing. And I try to relax a little. But, you know, you seem to never stop. You've got some news from India that you wanted to share. And I think this is a perfect time for it.
Well, I do. Very excited. And want to give appreciation to George Barna and the Barna Family Foundation, who sent us the funding that we needed in order to be able to do the graduation for our widows. And we were able to graduate our widow class on Saturday in Punjab, and just very, very thrilled about being able to do that. Hang on, I'm adjusting volumes now. All right, there we go. But yeah, very excited about being able to do that. We had 12 widows that we graduated in our class. We graduate approximately 12 to 14 each time. It's a 4-month course on becoming a seamstress and a sewing course that they go through. And then we present them with brand new sewing machines so that they have the tools necessary. I shared with them the report from Pastor Samuel says, "Dear Pastor Greg Young, thank and praise God that today we have the great blessed meeting where Pastor Greg Young shared the anointing and powerful God's word. 17 people got healed while you prayed, Pastor. After the meeting, we distributed the sewing machines to the widows who completed the tailoring course. We're so grateful for your prayers and support for this sewing machines. We all are praying for you, family, radio ministry, and all who've been giving sacrificially. If the Spirit of God is leading you to join us in India ministry, then directly contact our spiritual leader, Pastor Greg Young. He is the overseer of all India ministry. God bless you. And you can help support us at Cash App. It's $ Pastor Greg CGR. That's at Cash App. $ Pastor Greg CGR, or at Venmo at Chosen-Generation-Radio. That's Venmo at Chosen-Generation-Radio, or at PayPal. Go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg, and you can help support. You can go to my Facebook page, and you can watch. I cannot actually go to my Facebook page and do anything, because I have been put on restriction, and there's the notification. Your account is restricted for 10 hours. Your previous posts didn't follow our community standards, so you can't do things like post or comment. And so you might ask yourself, well, Pastor, my goodness, what are you doing? What exactly is it that you have done that, you know, is so terribly, terribly horrible? Well, what I did was, I posted, a post from Dr. Jane Ruby warning people about the effects of the injection on babies. And there were a group of several thousand doctors and scientists who gathered together to mount a protest because of the information that they have, and to encourage these moms to not inject their children. And so for that, I was banned.
How dare you? how dare you publish actual scientific data that runs counter to Mark Zuckerberg's personal preferred beliefs?
Yeah. Here's something that's interesting. A leaked video of Meta Platform Inc. CEO Mark Zuckerberg showed him cautioning his inner circle of the unproven effects of the Wuhan coronavirus vaccine he called experimental gene technology. This is James O'Keefe, founder of Project Veritas, released the video. And he said, he noted that during the release of the video last year that Zuckerberg would have been censored on the platform if he said to his staff in July was posted on Facebook. He'd be violating his own code of conduct.
And remember, that code of conduct has been handed down by Health and Human Services, or I'm sorry, by Department of Homeland Security, which is by authorization of Congress, engaged in active monitoring of speech and working with social media companies to make certain that disinformation doesn't get out there and gets. He would have found that his own speech would have been taken down at the strong suggestion of the Department of Homeland Security. So that's don't mistake this, that these social media platforms are operating alone. They aren't. There's a law passed in 2018 that authorized this. Something was put in the very back end of the law that set this up. And once Biden got in, they weaponized it. What was a benign, somewhat benign language got weaponized once Biden got in, and they brag about it. So, yeah, it's a great thing. So we've been working to take that down. When we talk about vaccines, and this is what I was planning on talking about, but I'm going to tell you, it's the right now, this hasn't gone away in terms of vaccine mandates. Right now, the Department of Defense is looking at letting go 13% of our nation's fighting force.
Yep.
Because they haven't completed the vaccine regime. 13% of all of our airmen, our sailors, all of our army, our Marines, 13%.
A large chunk of those, I understand, are pilots.
A large chunk are pilots. So maybe they're trying to solve the pilot shortage in the private sector, but, you know,
except
at a time
that those pilots can't fly because they won't take the injection either. So I don't know how that exactly, I don't know how that's going to fix the problem. What was there, like 19,000 canceled flights over the weekend or over July 4th? 19,000 canceled flights, okay. Something like that, because of a shortage in pilots that will not bow down
right. And
get sick so they don't crash the plane while you're in it flying in the air.
Yeah, they've got the vaccine problem, plus they've got the airlines early retired a bunch of people because during COVID, you know, they were paying a lot of people and preferred to have them not on the payroll. So they early retired a lot of people and now they need them.
Lord.
And plus they've got federally mandatory retirement at 65. It's really interesting to see the Department of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, say that we can't trust people who are 65 years plus one day flying a plane, but we trust them. He's almost 80 flying the country. But that's a different story. I want to focus on the military piece of it because there's something people can do about it. The House of Representatives has just passed the National Defense Authorization Act. It has two things. It's got a lot of bad stuff in it, but the Senate can say we're ending the vaccine mandates and can end the vaccine mandates simply by refusing to pass it until they're gone. Okay. So the Senate has that power. It should exercise it. Secondly, Adam Schiff has put language into the House passed version that protects the House, J6 committee from having to reveal any data, actually the military organization that they used, to reveal any military spying that was done in coordination with the J6 committee or DOJ related to January 6th. And so they are covering up an illegal spying operation that they've engaged in using military, which Constitution is pretty clear that's not supposed to happen. So, but they want to make sure it can't be released. And so consequently, that's been slipped into the NDAA as well. So we've got some work to do in the Senate to try to clean it up.
No doubt. No doubt. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We come back more with Rick Manning coming up right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with us. My special guest, Rick Manning. We were talking in the break, Rick, just about, folks, if you haven't seen it or heard it, I really do encourage you to go to our website, go to the listen section and listen to the program as best you can in the bite-sized chunks that you can and the time that you have. But listen to the full program on Friday, because I break down for you at using the film Disinformation, The Secret Strategy to Destroy the West as a background. And it's an important background to understand because of the disinformation. I bring in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12, and following, that talks about the fact that that Satan appears as an angel of light. And so will his apostles, and the false Christianity and the false disciples and the false apostles and so on. And Paul warns about those in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're watching that take place right now. And then the four entities, and Rick, my point relative to understanding this is that there are people that other people are trusting that are supposed to be on the conservative right and so on and so forth, that are buying into and putting out what amounts to Russian propaganda. And the disinformation documentary that is spoken by General Pacheco, who was the highest ranking Russian intel officer in history that defected. You understand that they knew that at the highest levels, they could manipulate U.S. military personnel because they don't fully understand disinformation. They just don't.
Well, that's true. It's a, they're also, if you going beyond Russia, one of the things that we've thought about over the last 10 years has been the elimination of, training to understand what, Islamic expansion is about, or what is the dangers of Islam, and what to actually look for in terms of radicalization. And so that kind of training was completely wiped out of the Pentagon and replaced with a happy Western view of, gee, wouldn't it be nice if they had the same point of view as we did in terms of approach to the world. And it's just a really kind of neutering of our intelligence analysts' ability to actually see what's going on, because they don't know what to look for. And that's where we miss people like a Phil Haney, who knew what to look for, knew what to look for, and could tell people what to look for, because he should point out warning signs. And, and I think a lot of us believe that because he could do that, because he was outspoken and unafraid, that's why he's not with us anymore.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. I believe that Phil Haney was murdered. I don't believe that Phil Haney committed suicide, as they have tried to tell us. I had close contact with him in hours leading up to his disappearance. I've visited with his sister consistently, and we're still in close contact. But, and he's, certainly at the tip of the spear because of his level of expertise and who he was.
Anybody out there who doesn't know who Phil Haney is, he's the most unassuming little guy you ever know. The little guy. Really unassuming guy.
Yeah.
But get his book. Go get, read what he wrote. It is, it will wake you up. And, this guy.
I'll pull his interviews and get them put up in a post folks, so that you can listen to some of the things that he had to share, because it's prophetic to what's happening today, not just with Islam, but in a global sphere in total. It's just really amazing. Rick Manning has been my guest. I'm so appreciative, Rick. Sorry our time was a little short today because I had some Monday morning technical issues, but we'll make up for it. Let's see, Wednesday, I believe. Double check. Wednesday, yeah. So Wednesday, right now I've just got you, and maybe I'll leave it that way. It'll just be you and I.
Okay.
And we'll have a full segment for just you and me to kind of figure out what's happened in midweek. All right, gotta jump. Talk to you soon, my friend. God bless you. Folks,
Take care. Stick around.
David Ward, former Border Patrol, is with me 30 years on the border. He'll be with me coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And, I'm really excited to have my next guest with me. It's been a while since he has been here and joined us. Of course, he travels a lot now. He's, you know, retired, somewhat retired, and gets to travel around the country. And they actually even stopped by here a while back. And so very excited to welcome to the program my dear friend David Ward, former Border Patrol supervisor, and also representative of the Border Patrol Agents of America organization as well. I want to welcome David Ward to the program. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me back, Greg.
Absolutely. My pleasure, sir. My pleasure. Well, so there's a lot going on when it has to do with the border. I was just reading an article today that Biden's policies. So 2,800 and I think it's like 2,871, apprehensions in the fiscal year, for 2021 compared to over 13,000 in the previous year. And what we need to understand is that the numbers of illegals coming across the border has quadrupled. We're talking like 2 million.
Yes.
So for the number of apprehensions by marshals to have gone that far down doesn't match the increase in the number of individuals that are illegally coming across, but it matches the policy.
Right. Biden has adopted this open border policy. And there is absolutely no way to stop the illegal aliens from coming into the United States. Our resources are taxed to the limit and beyond. Our agents cannot handle what's going on down there because of what our president has done to our national security. In addition, people need to recognize, and it affects every single person in the United States directly, what goes on that border. We have people coming from all over the world, from every corner of the world, from Africa, from Asia, from South America, from Central America, everywhere are coming to the United States. And what you're going to notice and are noticing now are an increase of different things that have happened to our country. You have an increase of crime. You have a massive increase of drugs coming to the United States, such as fentanyl. But one thing that people really, really need to home in on, and this is where it directly affects them at home, are the number of diseases being carried from people across our southern border without any kind of medical screening. Now, by law, anyone that's immigrating into the United States legally must be medically screened before they can come into the country.
Right.
That's not happening on our southern border. Anyone that comes into the United States has got, they take a brief bio on them, turn them loose over to the NGOs or to some facilitator that will move them somewhere in the United States.
Which, by the way, we should add that Abbott's whole busing nonsense actually was, I believe, and I've talked with Victor Avila about this and a few others. They were busted when it came to their airplane nonsense that they were doing. So in order to subvert that, they tried to change the narrative by suggesting that by busing people up to Washington, D.C., they were somehow on the right side of this. The reality is that Antifa and BLM were waiting for them in D.C. to take them to the train stations to send them out across the country.
Okay, this is true. Now, I understand where Abbott was going with this. Texas is being inundated.
Sure.
We are at the front line of this huge invasion of foreign nationals coming into this country. Biden has been moving people at the dead of night around the country. He's been flying them to airports at 2 o'clock in the morning and dropping people off. What Abbott has done, he says, okay, we can play this game. I'm going to move these people myself to where it hurts, Washington, D.C. In fact, Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C. is now screaming, crying about all these people coming into the into D.C. and occupying their homeless centers, and they're all foreign nationals. So it is working to a degree. It's bringing attention to D.C., which they refuse to have anything to do with our border. Mm-hmm. Not our czar has never been to that border. Our president has not been to that border. So what Abbott is doing is bringing the border to D.C. so they get an idea what exactly is going on. Recently, nobody knew of a thing called monkeypox. Never happened in the United States. In this past year, over 2,500 cases have developed in the United States. And the disease itself comes from Africa. We have
I have to correct you and tell you, because I've had Dr. Judy Mikovits on the program talking about the origins of that.
Yeah.
Since 1962, all of the vaccines that have been put and injected into every one of us were incubated in monkeys.
Oh, I believe it.
They took so what's happened is that monkey blood and monkey bacterias have been being injected into us since 1962.
Okay.
So monkey pox is actually is a chimera, I think it's called chimera virus, but it's laboratory created, and they actually put it in us, and they knew it based on the studies and the research that she and her laboratory did 20 some odd years ago. And it's actually in her books that she describes this situation.
Oh, I believe that. But what I want to say is that a year ago, there were two cases of monkeypox in the United States.
That we were aware of, right, that the CDC was telling us about, right. Sure.
But as of the 15th of July, there are 1,469 cases of monkeypox in the United States. That's in 1 year.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I'm sure the viruses have several things to do with this, but why all of a sudden with this massive influx of aliens coming in the United States, now we're seeing an increase of monkeypox? But that's not the only thing. There's Marburg virus that is also starting to break out. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know of cases yet in the United States, but the point is like COVID. That came from overseas.
Yep.
That infected us from overseas, and then they were able to get this experimental vaccine and start injecting people.
Yep.
And producing a greater mass of infections in the United States. Now, COVID-19 is a 99% survival rate. But you get something like Marburg, which is very similar to Ebola, it's a 50% or less rate of survival. Now, if that comes into the United States, you talk about devastation. COVID hurt us. But
COVID hurt us more because of policies than it did because of the illness, and COVID hurt us because of treatment.
Yes.
When they started using Remdesivir, they were drowning people in the hospital. Dr. Brian Artis came out and talked about this. A number of people came out and talked about this. I had those people on my program over the course of the last few years. Nan Sue and I, 2 years ago, and I republished this in a blog on my site, but Nan Sue and I, who's with the Epic Times, we walked through how this was used as a biological chemical warfare weapon by China out of Wuhan, how they infected individuals, how they then quarantined Wuhan so that no one could go from Wuhan anywhere else in China, only out of China. And then they sent these people infected out into the world. And this was an absolutely manufactured biological attack, biological warfare attack on the rest of the world.
Right. And they're doing the same thing with Marburg in that lab. There's experiments going on how to facilitate Marburg getting spread across the country, the world. So this is also going on. But the crux of the matter is that with this southern border being so open,
right,
anybody can come into the United States. Now, we've arrested almost 2 million people since Biden has been in office. But those are arrests. That does not count for the people that are gotaways. Our agents are tied up processing, they're babysitting, they're changing diapers down on that border. But we have hundreds and thousands of illegal aliens bypassing any contact with law enforcement. And they're spread across the United States. Nobody knows who they are. Now, you have somebody like Secretary of Homeland Security thumping his chest about 50 terrorists being arrested. Those are 50 terrorists that were arrested.
Well, what
thousands across without being contacted by law enforcement.
The other thing that I'd like to talk to you when we get back from the break about, David, is the mistreatment of Customs and Border Protection agents and the hostility that they're receiving from this administration. Some of the stories, and now they're talking about, remember what they did to the Haitians, and we're going to punish them. And yet we know that that entire story was all absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Yes.
And yet they're still planning, because they want to send a message to the Customs and Border Protection, don't do your jobs. Back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the king. On Bodhadrado.
Gosh.
And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is David Ward. David, I apologize, and I don't have that up right in front of me, and I should. But tell folks a little bit of your background. Give us a brief history so then we can go into your relationship with Customs and Border Protection agents and, you know, what you have done relative to understanding their plight and the assault upon them by the policies of this administration.
I spent 34 years enforcing immigration law. I was an assistant agent in charge of a Border Patrol station in New Mexico. I was the commander of BORSTAR, which is the Border Patrol Search, Trauma, and Rescue Team. And then I became the agent, resident agent in charge for Office of Investigation, which is HSI, in Utah for 10 years, and that's when I retired, was out of HSI.
Okay. And then you went to work for an agency. You were a part of an agency, or not an agency, an organization, I should say, of right. Customs and Border Protection agents retired, kind of advocating on behalf of them, correct?
Yeah, it was the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers.
There we go. Okay. And you guys advocated for Custom and Border Protection agents, knowing what it is that they deal with. You advocated on behalf of the union when the union was actually working for the agents, and they do. I'm not suggesting that they don't. They're the head of Custom and Border Protection Union has been very vocal about defending the agents and what they are doing and their job and their function and the importance of them and ICE, which are two different things, but fall under the DHS umbrella and certainly work in concert with one another, on many operations.
Right. What you have is the Border Patrol between the ports of entry, then CBP, which is the operations end at the ports of entry. So those are the two factors that you have. As far as CBP, so you have Border Patrol between the land ports of entry, and then at the ports of entry, you have the Office of Operations, which is more of a, the old customs inspections.
Okay. And then ICE is the enforcement agency that goes after those that have already breached and are in the interior of the country to collect them and send them out, and more particularly the criminal element.
Yes, they're the removal part of it, and then HSI is the investigative arm of all this.
Okay. And so that brings us to the place where I want to ask you about how Custom and Border, because one of the big stories was the one about the whole Haitian situation and all the agents were whipping them and all this other stuff that was going on, which, first of all, tell us how we determined that that was a false narrative, number one. And then number two, it's gone back to Mayorkas has basically said, we're going to bring the heat down on Custom and Border Protection over this whole issue.
Well, one of the things I did do back in my career as the assistant agent in charge of a Border Patrol station in New Mexico was run a horse patrol unit. And one of the things, and you saw on video, is exactly what these agents are trained to do with those horses. It guides the horses as to what they're supposed to do by this whipping motion of the reins. There's no whips. It's the reins. They are long reins, and the horses are trained to abide by what the horseman is trying to get them to do.
Okay.
These horses are used all the time, 24/7 on our border. We use horses, among other things. And this thing with the Haitians was an optic because those horses were down there with other nationalities as well.
Right.
And there were no issues. It's the same control methods of those horses, whether it be Haitians, Hispanic, be from Africa, be from Europe, be it from Russia or wherever these people are coming in from. It's the same tactics with everybody. But they want to use the optics right. of Haitians being so-called whipped, which none of them was touched. Those horses are trained to keep people back, not to step on them, not to whip on them, not anything, but to control the flow of people coming in.
Right, the crowd.
Those agents were instructed by an assistant chief to do that. That is their job. And then they turn this into this witch hunt to prosecute these Border Patrol agents just doing their job. And even in this intense investigation, they found no wrongdoing. Well, what does CBP do? We got to find something. So what did they get them on? Poor judgment. I don't know what they based that on. And the other one was unsafe conduct. And then the third one was ordering a foreign national back into Mexico. That's the three charges that they're coming up with to go after the agents on. And they are facing anywhere from 1 week to 2 weeks off without pay for doing their job.
Forcing a foreign national back into Mexico. I'm sorry.
Ordering, telling the foreign, not even forcing, ordering, go back to Mexico, go back. Guys in the river, horse patrol saying, go back to Mexico.
Someone who is committing an illegal entry into the United States of America, crossing a river boundary that they're not supposed to be crossing, is being told by a Border Patrol agent whose job it is to defend that border, simply, hey, turn around and go back. And in reality, if you want to turn it into simply a humanitarian perspective, it is not safe for that person to be making that crossing, per se.
No, look how many people have died so far.
They are at risk of drowning, and so the agent is saying, go back to the other side so that you don't drown, so that you don't suffer injury, and because you are going to be coming into the United States illegally, and yet the authorities in the United States, who should be enforcing those rules, who should be standing with these border protection agents, who are supposed to be serving us, we the people, are being told, you're the bad guys, and they won't stand with the Border Patrol agents. They won't stand for the securing of the border. Instead, they are going to castigate the men who are down there doing their jobs. David, it's absolutely disgusting. 202-224-3121 is the Capitol switchboard. 202-224-3121. Call your senators, call your Congress members, tell them, I stand with Custom and Border Protection agents, and I want you to send a message to this administration that they are out of bounds for encouraging the invasion of our country. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Be polite, but make the call. You have two senators and you have a congressman. Every person listening, you have two senators and you have a congressman. Make three calls. Contact all of them. I got to jump. David, God bless you. Thanks for being here. We'll be back with hour number two coming up right after this.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear,
then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.